This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Peter Nieves. He is the Chief Commercial Officer with Wynn Fertility, the nation's leading fertility benefits management company. And Mr. Nieves, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, why should employees turn to their employers when it comes to helping them build their family? Let's start there.
Yeah, so, you know, having lived through this myself years ago before it was more common to be offered as a benefit, it's one of the biggest expenses that an employee or an individual or couple can really face from a medical condition standpoint. It becomes very expensive out of pocket. Of course, major medical will cover many of the illnesses and diseases that you face, but fertility is one that until recently has really not been necessarily covered. So to look to an employer to offer it is something that's really been the trend in the last bunch of years, as fertility demand in the country has gone up considerably.
It certainly has, and I really appreciate that lead off and getting things well underway here today. Now, what should employees look for when it comes to family building benefits? Touch on some of those important factors.
Well, so when, this is an interesting year with the pandemic, and so the way that programs have been rolled out may be a little bit different than the way they've been rolled out in the past. And so employees, first of all, will, be met where they are today, many of which are working from home. So there'll be all the materials that are generally made available, and all the employers that we're working with is a considerable number. They're preparing the written documents or the, electronic documents. And health fairs, which a lot of employers often use to communicate new benefit programs, how they work, and how to access them, are all almost exclusively being moved to a virtual environment. So videos are being prepared, and WebEx type environments are going to be utilized to roll that out. So employees certainly just need to be active in the way that they're reading through those materials and joining those opportunities to learn more about the benefit programs.
Also, Mr. Nieves, are there any special benefits that fall under family building that consumers should know about?
Yeah, I think certainly, the term that we've been using now for several years at Wynn is family building, but it's more traditionally been fertility benefits, or perhaps, adoption benefits as well. But the idea of offering a more singular benefit, one that might even have the exact same limit, which is becoming more common, or at least being talked about more frequently by employers, brings parity to the benefit for all employees, regardless of whether you're an opposite sex couple or a same sex couple or a single. Everyone may have the opportunity to access the same dollars to build their family, whether it's through fertility, an infertility support, so same sex couple needing IVF. Or perhaps a single, needing a surrogate, or, single female or same-sex females, looking for other support and donors, or people simply needing, adoption and or surrogacy benefits. So, those are the things that they certainly should be, aware of. Those are the types of family-building benefits that are being offered and, becoming much more common. I throw one more last benefit in there, and that's also egg freezing. So, you know, electing to harvest eggs perhaps earlier in their career, and some employers have seen this as a way to empower, you know, female employees to, you know, manage their careers and choose family as they see fit. And ultimately, you know, harvesting eggs and freezing them when they're younger is often more viable than stimulating and harvesting eggs and trying to get pregnant when you're older. So those are, you know, more inclusive family bounded benefits and things that you'll see, I think, more as we go into the future.
Yes, and that last one especially is quite interesting and certainly an option as well. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth15 at checkout on unatural.com. That's eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Peter Nieves. He's the Chief Commercial Officer with Wynn Fertility, the nation's leading fertility benefits management company, and he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Family and Infertility Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Nieves, if employees want to expand their families in the coming year, what questions should they be asking at virtual health fairs this fall?
Well, I think first and foremost, they should understand their, you know, their general diagnostic testing, which is included under their general medical program. So they may not, and many fortunately don't have a problem conceiving. So then the question simply is, if they feel that there is likely going to be a need for additional support, then they should understand, you know, where does that benefit and how that benefit works. And so when working with Wynn, for example, you know, we offer many options, but generally many of our employers, we're working alongside the health plan that's been chosen. So for an employee, it's a very, if they've been given the diagnosis of infertility, let's just assume it's a heterosexual couple and they've been given the diagnosis of infertility, then they simply need to know that, and with Wynn, you know, contacting your Wynn nurse assigned to that individual throughout their entire journey will help them navigate, you know, everything from choosing the right doctor to understanding what their benefit is. And then the benefit itself really acts and operates like your general medical program. You'd show up to your doctor's office. That's, you know, typically a network. Wynn has helped you get to that doctor. And you present your health plan ID card. And then all the claims and processes are kind of integrated for a streamlined, simple experience. And so the individuals just generally need to know, how do they access it? Because they may have another type of program that operates outside of the health plan, or it may simply be, you know, totally within the health plan and there's, you know, relatively unmanaged, which a lot of employers are getting away from. But generally, that's all spelled out in the summary plan descriptions that they'll get, you know, during in the enrollment period, and they'll have opportunities to usually ask questions, even in a virtual setting, of, you know, how that benefit could work. If they don't want to talk about it in the open, reach out to your HR, your benefit department, for to gather details.
Certainly do appreciate all the information shared here today on behalf of Wynn Fertility. Lastly, if employees max out on the family building benefit provided by their employer, where can they turn for financial assistance?
So there's a number of different ways that employees, if they do max out, you know, can look to fund their continued journey. I think it's important to recognize that, you know, working with, you know, an organization and a group of doctors that can assist has proven to dramatically increase the rates of pregnancy and birth. So it's important to make sure that you make really, really good decisions. And that includes understanding your own condition as well as that of your partner. So, you know, for example, a lot of money gets wasted when you're doing particular procedures that really isn't the best approach because maybe the male factor, the men's sperm count or mobility or morphology isn't conducive. conducive to that approach, and that you should be choosing something different, usually an IVF procedure. But if you do, if you're in that situation where your benefit has been exhausted, there are private funding opportunities. There's different resources online. You can approach WIN on a direct basis. Very often we do. I think we're the only organization right now, large on a national basis, that's offering a direct-to-consumer offering, and we don't provide the funding, but we can introduce individuals to funding options. So, generally are those that we recommend have very low interest rates and fair terms, and so they can finance it. Other people will put it on their credit card, and others just simply, take their time, as my wife and I did, and we saved up our money to have to pay for it in cash, which at the time was really the best option for us.
Mr. Nieves, really appreciate what you do in the space on behalf of WIN Fertility and for joining us here today and for all the insight and information shared as well. Where can listeners get all the details and connect with you as well as get more information on WIN Fertility? Where's the best place online to do so?
Yes, so they can visit winfertility.com, WINFERTILITY, all one word. And from there, they can gain access to all the information that we provide and even speak with one of our counselors or nurses.
And that certainly works, and we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Nieves, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
And was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Peter Nieves, Chief Commercial Officer with WIN Fertility, the nation's leading fertility benefits management company. And for all the details, visit winfertility.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.